I'm interviewing my awesome cousin Lori. She's going to share some of her stories about some of her favorite foods as she's traveled all over the West Coast.
You can say I do travel a lot. I like to kind of, if I want to go, I'll just go, you know what I mean? From SoCal, from Long Beach, all the way up to Canada. Okay, that was crazy. It took us like 20 hours straight in one day, and there's only... There was five of us, but only three of us knew how to drive. So me and my two other friends knew how to drive. But anyways, we drove all the way up to Canada, to Vancouver. And that was the first time I've ever had ramen. Because I was like, I don't know what to order, Pedro. And he's like, just get this one. It's the best. And I trusted my friend Pedro. And ever since then, I love ramen. And now because I live here in Long Beach right now, I travel far to go to Tatsu, which is an hour away. But I crave Tatsu
or it's worth it.
Ramen all the time, yeah.
So, on that road trip, you just went straight from here to Canada, or did you, like, take some stops on the way?
We stopped. Oregon, where did we go? We went to Portland, Oregon. That was our first stop. I remember I was so tired and weird because no one had slept, right? We were staying up all night.
Yeah.
And we went to the Voodoo Donut Shop, I think. Uh-huh. You know what it's called? Well, now they have one at Universal, so it's not so cool. But we traveled far for that donut, and also, like, whomped out that... More sugar made me feel really weird. I was just like, ugh. Yeah. But I ate it because we were in Portland, and I was like, I have to eat this donut.
Yeah,
and then from there, we went to Seattle, Washington. I'm trying to remember what I ate. Oh, what I remember from Seattle is something. It's some, like, really hipster ice cream they have there. But now they have it in L.A., too. Now they have it in downtown L.A., dang it. And now nothing is cool, but I remember we went during Halloween, right? And they had this... They had weird, like, organic hippie flavors, and I was like, okay, what's on safest? And it said, like, blood, chocolate, right? I was like, ha, 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 that sounds so cute. Right, whatever. But it was, like, real blood or something, and chocolate. I was like, ew. But I would have never known if no one ever told me. What I remember very vividly is really weird, but I remember going to Tim Hortons, I think. It's kind of like their Starbucks, but they have donuts there. Which were really great. I bought a bunch of donut holes. It was like chocolate, cinnamon, and normal. You got a little box. It was so cute. And now I'm just... There's none over here. I don't know what to do.
Well, at least it's cool now, right?
Yeah, right. Because it's hot in LA. Yeah, true. When I went to Outside Lands, my favorite thing was these like chili fries. I don't know why.
Chili fries.
And it's like overpriced, but... When I went all 3 days, I got them all 3 days. And then I wish I wrote down the restaurant's name because... Now I don't remember what it's called, and it will forever be lost in San Francisco.
I'm sure if you go back, you'll notice it. Or
I hope, like, if I go back, they have the same stand or something.
Yeah.
Because if not, then I'll be like, oh, I guess that's it.
Lost
San
it.
San Francisco.